Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. And joining us on the Street Beat is Monica Oliveras, Community Coordinator, Sunrise Opportunities Prevention Council, to talk about child abuse awareness and prevention. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here today.
No problem. So what is considered child abuse and neglect?
Abuse or neglect is a threat to a child's health or welfare due to physical, mental, or emotional injury or impairment, sexual abuse or exploitation, lack of essential needs, or lack of protection from these by a parent or caregiver responsible for the child.
And how many substantiated, indicated cases of child abuse and neglect were there in Maine last year?
Well, in 2020, there were a total of 4,437 substantiated and or indicated cases of child abuse and neglect. And that means that there was abuse or neglect found.
So how many were there in Washington County?
There were 123 cases in Washington County in 2020.
Tell us a little bit about the Prevention Council.
We are the primary resource for professionals, families, and community members to obtain information and resources about the prevention of child abuse and neglect.
When did they get started?
Well, we are a branch of Sunrise Opportunities, and in 2017, the Prevention Council approached the Maine Children's Trust about becoming the voice in Washington County because our agency realized how important the work of child abuse and prevention is in our community. And then in July of 2017, Sunrise Opportunities signed an MOU with the Maine Children's Trust, but we really didn't get going until January of 2018.
How many councils are there in the state?
Each county has a prevention council. Some councils cover multiple counties, so in all there are 13 councils in Maine.
And what is the focus of what you do?
Our focus is to reduce child abuse and neglect through prevention efforts and to lessen the risk factors in a home. Prevention focuses on what we can do for families and community members to strengthen healthy relationships and parenting skills, which in turn reduce the potential for abuse and neglect. We believe the more tools a parent has in their toolbox, the stronger the family becomes. And the word tools refers to parent education, concrete support, community trainings, playgroups, and parent support groups.
And what are the risk factors for child abuse and neglect in Washington County?
Well, Washington County's top two risk factors are drug and alcohol abuse by the parent and mental health needs. However, if you and your family are experiencing any of these risk factors, it does not mean you will abuse your children.
Why is it important to look at risk factors?
When we better understand the risk factors, we know the necessary supports families need to be successful, which directly guide our work.
How has the pandemic impacted child abuse and neglect?
Well, Lupe, we're really trying to understand the pandemic's repercussions. The risk to our children for experiencing child abuse and neglect in times of extreme stress and uncertainty is quite high. COVID has added stressors to the lives of parents and caregivers, such as loss of employment, loss of income, school and business closings that require new child care and homeschool arrangements, and food insecurity. The social connections, community services, and activities that served as protective factors against child abuse and neglect do not exist during this time of physical distancing. Children are isolated, which can lead to potential child abuse and neglect because we don't have the extra set of eyes on those kids.
You mentioned protective factors. What are they?
There are five protective factors that are the pillars for a healthy and thriving family. First is understanding the social and emotional competence of children, knowledge of parenting and child development, social connections, parental resilience, and concrete support.
And how do the five protective factors help families?
They are the core of what we do for prevention work. We know when any caregiver has supports in place, the understanding of child development and behavior, and the ability to take care of oneself, the family is less likely to experience abuse and neglect. It's our goal to provide families with the understanding and resources to achieve each factor.
And what do you offer for prevention efforts?
Well, right now we're focusing on three areas: community resources, parental and caregiver support, and parenting connections.
And how do you provide these community resources?
We offer several ways for professionals, parents, or caregivers and community members to gain more information. We are also looking to provide fun family activities to the community. We know prevention is fun, especially when families are experiencing success and enjoying each other.
And what are these resources?
For providers, caregivers, and community members, we offer specific trainings. They focus on the newest safe sleep information, the developmental stage known as period of purple crying, protective factors which strengthen the families, and how to identify signs of child abuse and neglect.
How do you provide parental connections?
Parental connections are offered to any parent who is looking to add more tools to their parenting toolkit. We believe parents can never have too many tools in their toolkit, and it's also essential for parents to connect with other parents. It's important that parents know that they're not alone, and these topics in our trainings and workshop cover a wide variety of topics that are important for parents.
What are the costs of these trainings and workshops?
Everything is free. All of our trainings, parenting connections, they're all free, and they are held via Zoom, which eliminates the child care and transportation issues.
And can you tell us about your social media presence?
Yes, the Prevention Council has a page on Facebook and Instagram. You can search Sunrise Opportunities Prevention Council and like us, stay informed of news and updates. And you will also be able to see our Toddler Tuesday videos and Family Fun Friday videos. Every Tuesday and Friday, we post creative, fun, engaging craft ideas, cooking segments, and other bonding ideas for families and caregivers.
And what should we do if we suspect child abuse and neglect?
If you do suspect child abuse and neglect in your community, please call the hotline at 1-800-452-1999. And remember that you do not need to know all of the information about the situation to make the call. Child Protective Services will gather the necessary information, and your role is only to report suspected abuse and neglect.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity, and I appreciate this.
All right. Well, thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you.
And that was Monica Oliveras, Community Coordinator, Sunrise Opportunities Prevention Council, talking about child abuse and prevention. This is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.